Introduction to Economic Amplifiers. Economic amplifiers are active components of economic engineering. The basic characteristics of any amplifier, mechanical, electrical, or economic, is that it receives an input control signal and delivers energy from an independent energy source to a specific output terminal in a predictable relationship to that independent control signal. The simple test from an economic amplifier is a device called advertising. If a person is spoken to by a TV advertiser as if he were a 12-year-old, then, due to suggestibility, he will, with certain probability, respond or react to that suggestion with the uncritical response of a 12-year-old, and will reach into his economic reservoir and deliver its energy to buy that product on impulse when he passes it in the store. An economic amplifier may have several inputs and outputs. Its response might be instantaneous or delayed. Its circuit symbol might be a rotary switch if its options are exclusive, qualitative, go or no go, or it might have its parametric input-output relationship specified by a matrix with internal energy sources represented. Whatever its form might be, its purpose is to govern the flow of energy from a source to an output sink in direct relationship to an input control signal. For this reason, it is called an active circuit element or component. Economic amplifiers fall into classes called strategies, and, in comparison with electronic amplifiers, the specific internal functions of an economic amplifier are called logistical instead of electrical. Therefore, economic amplifiers not only deliver power gain, but also, in effect, are used to cause changes in the economic circuitry. In the design of an economic amplifier, we must have some idea of at least five functions, which are the available input signals, the desired output control objectives, the strategic objective, the available economic power sources, and the logistical options. The process of defining and evaluating these factors, and incorporating the economic amplifier into an economic system, has been popularly called game theory. The design of an economic amplifier begins with a specification of the lower level of the output, which can range from the personal to national. The second condition is accuracy of response, i.e., how accurately the output action is a function of input commands. High gain, combined with strong feedback, helps to deliver the required precision. Most of the error will be in the input data signal. Personal input data tends to be specified, while national input data tends to be statistical. Short list of inputs. Questions to be answered. What, where, why, when, how, and who. General sources of information. Telephone taps, analysis of garbage, surveillance, behavior of children in school. Standard of living by food, shelter, clothing, and transportation. Social contacts, telephone, itemized record of calls, family, marriage certificates, birth certificates, friends, associates, memberships in organizations, political affiliation. Personal paper trail. Personal buying habits, i.e., personal consumer preferences, checking accounts, credit card purchases, tagged credit card purchases, the credit card purchase of products bearing the UPC, Universal Product Code. Assets, checking accounts, saving accounts, real estate, business, automobile, safety deposit at bank, and stock market. Liabilities, creditors, enemies, loans, government sources, welfare, Social Security, USDA, surplus food, doles, grants, subsidies. Principle of this ploy, the citizen will almost always make the collection of information easy if he can operate on the free sandwich principle of eat now and pay later. Government sources via intimidation. Internal Revenue Service, OSHA, Census, etc. Other government sources, surveillance of U.S. mail. Habits, patterns, programming. Strengths and weaknesses. Activities, sports and hobbies. See legal, fear, anger, etc., crime record. Hospital records. Psychiatric records. Method of coping of adaptability behavior. Consumption of alcohol. Consumption of drugs. Entertainment. religious factors influencing behavior, other methods of escaping from reality, payment modus operandi, pay on time, etc., payment of telephone bills, energy purchases, water purchases, repayment of loans, house payments, automobile payments, payments on credit cards. Political sensitivity. Beliefs, contacts, position, strengths and weaknesses, projects and activities. Legal inputs, behavioral control, excuses for investigation, search, arrest, or employment of force to modify behavior. Court records, police records, driving record, reports made to police, insurance information, anti-establishment acquaintances. National input information, business sources, price of commodities, sales, investments in stock inventory, production tools and machinery, buildings and improvements, the stock market, banks and credit bureaus, payment information, credit information, miscellaneous sources, polls and surveys, publications, telephone records, energy and utility purchases. Outputs. To create controlled situations, manipulation of the economy, hence society, control by control of consumption and income. Sequence. Allocate opportunities. Destroys opportunities. Control the economic environment. Control the availability of raw materials. Control capital. Control bank rates. Control the inflation of the currency. Control the possession of property. Control industrial capacity. Control manufacturing. Control the availability of goods. Control the prices of commodities. Control services, the labor force, etc. Control payments to government officials. Control the legal functions. Control the personal data files, uncorrectable by the party slandered. Control advertising. Control media contact. Control material availability for TV viewing. Disengages attention from real issues. Engages emotions. Creates disorder, chaos, and insanity. Controls design of more probing tax forms. Controls surveillance. Control the storage of information. Develops psychological analysis and profiles of individuals. Controls legal functions. Repeat of 15. Control sociological factors. Control health options. Prey on weakness. Cripple strengths. Leech wealth and substance. Table of strategies. Do this to get this. Keep the public ignorant. To get less public organization. Maintain access to control prices, points for feedback. Required reaction to output sales. Create preoccupation to get lowered defenses. Attack the family unit young to control the education of the young. Give less cash and more data, credit and doles. More self-indulgence. Attack the privacy of the church. Destroy faith in this sort of government. Social conformity. Computer programming simplicity. Minimize the tax protest. Maximize economic data. Stabilize the consent. Simplicity's coefficients. Tighten control of variables. Simpler computer input data. Establish boundary condition equations. Problem simplicity. Solutions of differential and differences. Proper timing. Less data shift and blurring. Maximize control. Minimum resistance to control. Collapse of currency. Destroy the faith of the American people in each other. Diversion, the primary strategy. Experience has proven that the simplest method of securing a silent weapon and gaining control of the public is to keep the public undisciplined and ignorant of the basic system, principles on one hand, while keeping them confused, disorganized, and distracted with matters of no real importance on the other hand. This is achieved by disengaging their minds, sabotaging their mental activities, providing a low-quality program of public education in mathematics, logic, systems design, and economics, and discouraging technical creativity. Engaging their emotions, increasing their self-indulgence and their indulgence in emotional and physical activities, by unrelenting emotional affronts and attacks, mental and emotional rape, by way of constant barrage of sex, violence and wars in the media, especially the TV and the newspapers. Give them what they desire in excess, junk food for thought, and deprive them of what they really need. Rewriting history and law and subjecting the public to the deviant creation, thus being able to shift their thinking from personal needs to highly fabricated outside priorities. These preclude their interest in and discovery of silent weapons of social automation technology. The general rule is that there is a profit in confusion. The more confusion, the more profit. Therefore, the best approach is to create problems and then offer solutions. Diversion summary. Media. Keep the adult public attention diverted away from real social issues and captivated by matters of no real importance. Schools. Keep the young public ignorant of real mathematics, real economics, real law, and real history. Entertainment. Keep the public entertainment below a sixth grade level. Work. Keep the public busy, busy, busy with no time to think, back on the farm with the other animals. Consent. The primary victory. A silent weapon system operates upon data obtained from a docile public by legal, but not always lawful, force. Much information is made available to silent weapon system programmers through the Internal Revenue Service. This information consists of the enforced delivery of well-organized data contained in federal and state tax forms, collected, assembled, and submitted by slave labor provided by taxpayers and employers. Furthermore, the number of such forms submitted to the IRS is a useful indicator of public consent, an important factor in strategic decision-making. Other data sources are given in the short list of inputs. Consent coefficients. Numerical feedback indicating victory status. Psychological basis. When the government is able to collect tax and seize private property without just compensation, it is an indication that the public is ripe for surrender and is consenting to enslavement and legal encroachment. A good and easy qualified indicator of harvest time is the number of public citizens who pay income tax despite an obvious lack of reciprocal or honest service from the government. Amplification of energy sources. The next step in the process of designing an economic amplifier is discovering the energy sources. The energy sources which support any primitive economic system are, of course, a supply of raw materials and the consent of the people to labor, and consequently assume a certain rank, position, level, or class in the social structure, i.e., to provide labor at various levels in the pecking order. Each class, in graduating its own level of income, controls the class immediately below it. Hence, preserves the class structure. This provides stability and security, but also government from the top. As time goes on and communication and education improve, the lower class elements of the social labor structure become knowledgeable and envious of the good things that the upper class members have. They also begin to attain knowledge of energy systems and the ability to enforce their rise through the class structure. This threatens the sovereignty of the elite. If this rise of the lower classes can be postponed long enough, the elite can achieve energy dominance, and labor by consent no longer will hold a position of an essential energy source. Until such energy dominance is absolutely established, the consent of people to labor and let others handle their affairs must be taken into consideration, since failure to do so could cause the people to interfere in the final transfer of energy sources to control of the elite. It is essential to recognize at this time public consent is still an essential key to release the energy in the process of economic amplification. Therefore, consent as an energy release mechanism will now be considered. Logistics. The successful application of the strategy requires a careful study of inputs, outputs, the strategic connecting the inputs and the outputs, and the available energy sources to fuel the strategy. This study is called logistics. A logistical problem is studied at the elementary level first, and then levels of greater complexity are studied as a synthesis of elementary factors. This means that a given system is analyzed, i.e., broken down into subsystems, and these in turn are analyzed, until by this process one arrives at the logistical atom, the individual. This is where the process of synthesis properly begins, at the time of birth of the individual. The artificial womb. From the time a person leaves its mother's womb, its every effort is directed towards building, maintaining, and withdrawing into artificial wombs, various sorts of substitute protective devices or shells. The objective of these artificial wombs is to provide a stable environment for both stable and unstable activity, to provide a shelter for the evolutionary process of growth and maturity, i.e. survival, to provide security for freedom and to provide defensive protection for offensive activity. This is equally true of both the general public and the elite. However, there is a definite difference in the way each of these classes go about the solution of problems. The political structure of a nation. Dependency. The primary reason why the individual citizens of a country create a political structure is a subconscious wish or desire to perpetuate their own dependency relationship of childhood. Simply put, they want a human god to eliminate all risk from their life, pat them on the head, kiss their bruises, put a chicken on every dinner table, clothe their bodies, tuck them into bed at night, and tell them that everything will be all right when they wake up in the morning. This public demand is incredible, so the human god, the politician, meets the incredibility with incredibility by promising the world and delivering nothing. So who is the bigger liar, the public or the godfather? The public behavior is surrender born of fear, laziness, and expediency. It is the basis of the welfare state as a strategic weapon, useful against a disgusting public. Action and offense. Most people want to be able to subdue and/or kill other human beings which disturb their daily lives, but they do not want to have to cope with the moral and religious issues such an overt act on their part might raise. Therefore, they assign the dirty work to others, including their own children, so as to keep the blood off their hands. They rave about the humane treatment of animals, and then sit down to a delicious hamburger from a whitewashed slaughterhouse down the street and out of sight. But even more hypocritical, they pay taxes to finance professional association of hitmen collectively called politicians, and then complain about corruption in government. Responsibility. Again, most people want to be free to do the things, to explore, etc., but they are afraid to fail. The fear of failure is manifest in irresponsibility, and especially in delegating those personal responsibilities to others where success is uncertain or carries possible or created liabilities, law, which the person is not prepared to accept. They want authority, root word author, but they will not accept responsibility or liability. So they hire politicians to face reality for them. Summary. The people hire politicians so that the people can obtain security without managing it, obtain action without thinking about it, inflict theft, injury, and death upon others without having to contemplate either life or death, avoid responsibility for their own intentions, obtain the benefits of reality and science without exerting themselves in the discipline of facing or learning either of these things. They give the politicians the power to create and manage a war machine too, provide for the survival of the nation slash womb, prevent encroachment of anything upon the nation, destroy the enemy who threatens the nation, destroy those citizens of their own country who do not conform for the sake of the stability of the nation slash womb. Politicians hold many quasi-military jobs, the lowest being the police, which are soldiers, the attorneys and CPA next, who are spies and saboteurs, licensed, and the judges, who shout orders and run the closed union military shop for whatever the market will bear. The generals are industrialists. The presidential level of commander-in-chief is shared by the international bankers. The people know that they have created this farce and financed it with their own taxes, consent, but they would rather knuckle under than be the hypocrite. Thus, a nation becomes divided into two very distinct parts, a docile subnation, the great silent majority, and a political subnation. The political subnation remains attached to the docile subnation, tolerates it, and leeches its substance until it grows strong enough to detach itself and then devour its parent. System analysis. In order to make meaningful computerized economic decisions about war, the primary economic flywheel, it is necessary to assign concrete logistical values to each element of the war structure, personnel and material alike. This process begins with a clear and candid description of the subsystems of the structure. The draft as military service. Few efforts of human behavior modification are more remarkable or more effective than that of the socio-military institution known as the draft. A primary purpose of a draft, or other such institution, is to instill, by intimidation, in the young males of a society, the uncritical conviction that the government is omnipotent. He is soon taught that a prayer is slow to reverse what a bullet can do in an instant. Thus, a man trained in a religious environment for 18 years of his life, by this instrument of the government, be broken down, be purged of his fantasies and delusions in a matter of mere months. Once that conviction is instilled, all else becomes easy to instill. Even more interesting is the process by which a young man's parents, who purportedly love him, can be induced to send him off to war to his death. Although the scope of this work will not allow this matter to be expanded in full detail, nevertheless, a course overview will be possible and can serve to reveal those factors which must be included in some numerical form in a computer analysis of social war and systems. We begin with a tentative definition of the draft. The draft, selective service, etc., is an institution of compulsory collective sacrifice and slavery. Devised by the middle-aged and elderly for the purpose of pressing the young into doing the public dirty work, it further serves to make the youth as guilty as the elders, thus making criticism of the elders by the youth less likely. Generational stabilizer. It is marketed and sold to the public under the label of patriotic, or national service. Once a candid economic definition of the draft is achieved, that definition is used to outline the boundaries of a structure called a human value system, which, in turn, is translated into the term of game theory. The value of such a slave laborer is given to the table of human values, a table broken down into categories by intellect, experience, post-service job demand, etc. Some of these categories are ordinary and can be tentatively evaluated in terms of the value of certain jobs for which a known fee exists. Some jobs are harder to value because they are unique to the demands of social subversion. For an extreme example, the value of a mother's instruction to her daughter, causing that daughter to put a certain behavioral demands upon a future husband 10 or 15 years hence. Thus, by suppressing his resistance to a perversion of a government, making it easier for a banking cartel to buy the state of New York in, say, 20 years. Such a problem leans heavily upon the observations and data of wartime espionage and many types of psychological testing, but crude mathematical models can be devised, if not predict, at least to premeditate these events with maximum certainty. What does not exist by natural cooperation is thus enhanced by calculated compulsion. Human beings are machines, levers which may be grasped and turned, and there is little real difference between automating a society and automating a shoe factory. These derived values are variable. It is necessary to use the current table of human values for computer analysis. These values are given in true measure rather than US dollars, since the latter is unstable, being presently inflated beyond the production of national goods and services so as to give the economy a false kinetic energy, paper inductance. The silver value is stable, it being possible to buy the same amount with a gram of silver today as it would have been bought in 1920. Human value measured in silver units changes slightly due to change in production technology. Enforcement, factor 1. As in every social system approach, stability is achieved only by understanding and accounting for human nature, action-reaction patterns. A failure to do so can be, and usually is, disastrous. As in other human social schemes, one form or another of intimidation or incentive is essential to the success of the draft. Physical principles of action and reaction must be applied to both internal and external subsystems. To secure the draft, individual brainwashing programming and both the family unit and deeper peer group must be engaged and brought under control. The father. The man of the household must be housebroken to ensure that Junior will grow up with the right social training and attitudes. The advertising media, etc., are engaged to see to it that the father-to-be is pussy-whipped before or by the time he is married. He is taught that he either conforms to the social notch cut out for him, or his sex life will be hobbled, and his tender companionship will be zero. He is made to see that women demand security more than logical, principled, or honorable behavior. By the time his son must go to war, father, with jelly for a backbone, will slam a gun into Junior's hand before father will risk the censure of his peers, or make a hypocrite of himself by crossing the investment he hates in his own personal opinion or self-esteem. Junior will go to war, or father will be embarrassed, so Junior will go to war, the true purpose notwithstanding. Mother. The female element of human society is ruled by emotion first and logic second. In the battle between logic and imagination, imagination always wins. Fantasy prevails. Maternal instinct dominates, so that the child comes first and the future comes second. A woman with a newborn baby is too starry-eyed to see the wealthy man's cannon fodder or a cheap source of slave labor. A woman must, however, be conditioned to accept the transition to reality when it comes, or sooner. As the transition becomes more difficult to manage, the family unit must be carefully disintegrated, and a state-controlled public education and state-operated child care centers must become more common and legally enforced so as to begin the detachment of the child from the mother and father at an earlier age. Inoculation of behavioral drugs, Ritalin, can speed the transition for the child. Caution. A woman's impulsive anger can override her fear. An irate woman's power must never be underestimated, and her power over pussy-whipped husband must likewise never be underestimated. It got women the vote in 1920. Factor 4. Junior. The emotional pressure for self-preservation during the time of war, and the self-serving attitude of the common herd that have an option to avoid the battlefield if Junior can be persuaded to go, is all the pressure finally necessary to propel Johnny off to war. Their quiet blackmailings of him are threats. No sacrifice, no friends. No glory, no girlfriends. Factor 5. Sister. And what about Junior's sister? She is given all the good things of life by her father, and taught to expect the same from her future husband, regardless of the price. Factor 6. Cattle. Those who will not use their brains are no better off than those who have no brains, and so, this mindless school of jellyfish, father, mother, son, and daughter, become useful beasts of burden, or trainers of the same. This concludes what is available of this document.